From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's start with the national news. State Enterprises BUMN Minister Erick Thohir in his statement on Monday sought continued vigilance from the public to stop a spike in the number of COVID-19 cases in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Erick said all Indonesians have to become more vigilant in the wake of a spike in the number of cases. This means many of the people have started to become negligent. Thohir, concurrently Chief Executive of Committee for COVID-19 Handling and National Economic Recovery, KPCPEN, reiterated that his office remained committed to playing an active role in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. He emphasized all Indonesians know and believe that human life is more valuable than anything. The government is currently striving to provide safe, effective, and quality vaccine at affordable prices. The government has introduced the security apparatuses to beef up securities against terrorism following the killing of a family of four in Sigi, Central Sulawesi. It was stated by Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Minister Mahfud MD at a press conference on Monday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. The government guarantees the safety of citizens in all regions across Indonesia, including of residents in Sigi District, Central Sulawesi, especially after act of terror and violence committed against residents in the region. The government also voiced its regret and strong condemnation to terror acts and atrocities committed by the East Indonesia Mujahideen terrorist group led by Ali Kalora. The minister, accompanied by Commander of the Indonesian Military 10E Marshal Hadi Cahyanto and representative from police headquarters, remarked that it was not a religious but a criminal act against a family in Sigi, Central Sulawesi, which resulted in casualties and injuries. The government also expressed deep sorrow and met with families of the victims. Moreover, the government has taken steps to initiate the process of trauma healing to facilitate the recovery of the victims. Early hours on Tuesday, December 1st, a 5.0 magnitude earthquake rocked Sinabang, Simulu, Aceh province. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency reported the epicenter of the quake, which occurred at 00:14 hours Western Indonesia time, was noted at 66 kilometers northwest of Sinabang, or 2.97 degrees north latitude and 96.04 degrees east longitude, at the depth of 26 kilometers. The agency also reported that the quake had no potential for a tsunami, yet aftershocks were possible to occur. Indonesia's region are often hit by quake, as the world's largest archipelago is located on the Pacific Ring of Fire. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency noted that at least more than 11,000 quakes of various magnitudes and depth occurred throughout 2019. Aceh is among the earthquake-prone regions. The province was hit by a devastating 9.0 magnitude quake on December 26, 2004, followed by a 20-meter-high tsunami. The natural disaster killed more than 200,000 people and resulted in grief for not only Indonesians, but also people from other countries including Thailand, India and Sri Lanka. The 20th European Union Film Festival Europe on Screen 2020 closed a series of film screenings and a discussion events for 15 days on November 30, 2020. A total of 40 European films and a compilation of 3 short films from Indonesia, 19 discussion sessions or film talk, and 33 Instagram live session with international and local directors have been successfully held online and watched by Indonesians from Sabang to Merauke. Apart from film screenings, Europe on Screen also held workshops and discussion attended by European and Indonesian film industry players, as well as Indonesian students. Mozambique Ambassador of the European Union to Indonesia said that the festival succeeded in unveiling the uniqueness of Europe through interesting stories and with messages that were relevant from time to time. He hopes that the workshop could increase knowledge to Indonesian students.
The festival also had a few workshops in film industry and film students in Indonesia to share experiences and knowledge. And I do think that for those who attended these sessions, they will have gained something that will stay with them for good and that will help them along their creative paths.
The online edition of Europe on Screen 2020 Film Festival has been positively welcomed by the public, although there is still a desire to watch the big screen collectively. Europe on Screen is also proud to host the Short Film Pitching Project, SFPP. Of the 170 entries, 9 finalists were selected, presented their ideas virtually to 3 panelists of the jury. Let's move it on to the international news. Deforestation of the Amazon rainforest in Brazil has surged to its highest level since 2008, the country's space agency reports. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, a total of more than 11,000 square kilometers of rainforest were destroyed from August 2019 to July 2020. This is a 9.5% increase from the previous year. The Amazon is a vital carbon store that slowed down the pace of global warming. Scientists said it has suffered losses at an accelerated rate since Jair Bolsonaro took office in January 2019. The Brazilian president has encouraged agriculture and mining activities in the world's largest rainforest. The Amazon is home to about 3 million species of plants and animals and 1 million indigenous people. The World Organization for Animal Health, OIE, on Monday stated South Korea has confirmed an outbreak of highly pathogenic H5N8 bird flu on a duck farm in the southwestern part of the country. As reported by Reuters.com on Monday, the outbreak, which occurred in the town of Girindri, killed more than 90,000 ducks, and the OIE said in a website alert, quoting the South Korean Agriculture Ministry. Some 392,000 chickens and ducks at a total of 6 farms were killed preventively. After a Thanksgiving weekend when the number of people traveling through U.S. airports reached its highest since mid-March, a top government official said on Monday, some Americans could begin receiving coronavirus vaccination before Christmas. As reported by Reuters.com on Monday, U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar said Pfizer Incorporation COVID-19 vaccine could be authorized and shipped within days of December. 10 meetings outside advisor to the Food and Drug Administration tasked with reviewing trial data and recommending whether it warrants approval. A vaccine from Moderna Incorporation could follow a week later, he said, after the company announced on Monday it would apply for U.S. and the European Emergency Authorization. Final trial data showed the vaccine to be 94.1% effective at preventing COVID-19, comparable with Pfizer results. That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Today, December 1st is commemorated as World AIDS Day. It is a moment for the world community to provide support to the people infected with HIV and AIDS. Probably at this moment, there is less attention for them because we are more focused on dealing with the COVID-19. Through the theme Global Solidarity Shared Responsibility, we are reminded to again provide support for those infected with HIV and AIDS. In dealing with HIV and AIDS, Indonesia is targeting success in achieving 3-0 by 2038. The three targets are no more new HIV infection, no more death from AIDS, and no more stigma and discrimination against people with HIV/AIDS. Director of Prevention and Control of Direct Communicable Disease of the Ministry of Health of the Republic of Indonesia, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, in a press conference on World AIDS Day commemoration on Monday, explained that Indonesia's first step is to achieve triple 90, which is the finding of HIV status to reach 90%, followed by 90% of people with HIV receive antiretroviral treatment or ARV, so that 90% of the viruses in the community are suppressed and cannot transmit to other people. The Ministry of Health said that the decline in finding new HIV cases in the community decreased by almost 40% to 32,000 cases this year. Last year, approximately 52,000 cases were detected. The decline in HIV cases was due to fewer visits to health facilities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The detection of HIV cases in the community is important so that people who suffer from this infectious disease are known immediately and can get treatment quickly and precisely. The COVID-19 pandemic has certainly increased the concern of those with HIV infection to visit community health centers or hospitals for treatment. The government has taken steps to overcome this. Among other things, if previously antiretroviral drugs were given every month of examination during the pandemic, the HIV/AIDS patient could get the drug for consumption for several months. Another program that is being implemented is by delivering medicine to those who have to regularly consume the drug. To successfully end the HIV/AIDS in Indonesia, of course, it is the responsibility of not only the central government, regional government, health agencies, or non-governmental organizations in the health sector, but also related stakeholders in a joint effort to overcome it. For those who are infected with HIV/AIDS, they have to be aware to consume the provided drugs routinely, and for those who are vulnerable to be infected, they are recommended to regularly see a doctor, so the symptoms of HIV/AIDS can be detected earlier. All people have to be aware to clearly understand the process of HIV/AIDS virus transmission. Moreover, parents should not feel taboo to explain HIV/AIDS transmission to their children as early as possible. As a result, the children have complete information and knowledge about HIV/AIDS. Thus, the young generation may avoid actions that cause them to be easily exposed, such as having free sex and consuming drugs. With solidarity and shared responsibility, the rate of HIV/AIDS transmission and death due to AIDS can be reduced. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Today in history will begin on December 1, 1956, where Mohammad Hatta resigned from his position as Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia. Mohammad Hatta or Bung Hatta is a freedom fighter, statesman, economist, and also the first vice president of Indonesia. He and the first president of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, played an important role in liberating the Indonesian nation from Dutch colonialism, as well as proclaiming Indonesia's independence on August 17, 1945. Hatta also served as prime minister. On December 1, 1956, Hatta resigned from his post as vice president of the Republic of Indonesia, because he no longer agreed in many things with then-President Sukarno. Let's move on to 1959, where Antarctic treaties happened. The Antarctic Treaty was signed on December 1, 1959. The agreement stated that Antarctica was used for peaceful purposes, so that everything related to the military, such as the construction of military bases, war games, and trials of all kinds of weapons, were prohibited from being carried out in this place. In addition, the Antarctic Treaty also designated the continent specifically for scientific purposes. Scientists are obliged to provide information openly to other scientists. They can also enter the entire Antarctic region freely. The biological resources in this place will be protected together. Countries that have agreed to this agreement include France, Japan, Norway, England, and the United States. I'll end today in history with World AIDS Day. World AIDS Day was first initiated in August 1987 by James W. Bunn and Thomas Netter, two officials of the World Health Organization or WHO in Geneva, Switzerland. They expressed the idea of the director of UNAIDS, a joint committee for the HIV/AIDS program at the United Nations, Dr. Jonathan Mann. He liked the concept of AIDS Day and agreed to trigger the first AIDS Day to fall on December 1, 1988. However, the new World AIDS Day was only activated by UNAIDS in 1996. AIDS Day began to be used to promote the dangers and ways of preventing AIDS.
Mengajarkanku apa artinya kenyamanan.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on My Indonesia. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Mahendra Siregar, attended the 5th plenary meeting of the Indonesia United Nations Consultative Forum, IUNCF, in Jakarta on Friday. The meeting organized by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs discussed the joint efforts of Indonesia and the United Nations UN in handling the COVID-19 pandemic, including the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. In his remarks, Deputy Minister Mahendra Siregar has quoted on the kamlu.go.id page, conveyed two key messages to strengthen synergy and strategic cooperation between Indonesia and the United Nations through the IUNCF framework. He said that the first point is that it's important to strengthen the consultation forum as an umbrella for inclusive, synergic, and effective coordination between Indonesia and the United Nations. The second one is that Indonesia needs to see several areas that can be improved from the transition of the cooperation framework from the United Nations Partnership for Development Framework 2016-2020 to the United Nations Sustainable Development Cooperation Framework 2021-2025. Besides, Deputy Minister Mahendra Siregar also remarked that strong cooperation between Indonesia and the United Nations Resident Coordinator, UNRC, is very important. This is to ensure the country's rapid recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic and the achievement of sustainable development goals. Both sides agreed that strong cooperation between Indonesia and the United Nations is essential to ensure access to technical assistance, research, and the availability of affordable vaccine. The Indonesia-United Nations Consultative Forum IUNCF meeting is a strategic partnership mechanism initiated by the Government of Indonesia and UN agencies in Indonesia in 2013. This meeting aims to strengthen cooperation and coordination of partnership between Indonesia and the United Nations. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Cobaan di dalam hidup
seru menahan air mata menunggu keajaiban kau jatuh dari surga kau jatuh dari surga kau malaikat yang tak bersayap jatuh dari surga surga semua berubah sejak kau ada di dunia aku tak menyangka tapi aku percaya dan waktu terus berlalu kau buat semuanya kulihat keajaiban oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga kau jatuh dari surga kau malaikat yang tak bersayap
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Today, I'm going to let you know about Mapasi Karawat tradition of Bugis ethnic in Makassar. Listener, Indonesia is rich in culture and traditions. One of the unique traditions in Indonesia is the Mapasi Karawat tradition, which is still being preserved by the Bugis community today. Mapasi Karawat is also called Apa Batu Nikah in Makassaris language. Mapasi Karawat is a tradition in the marriage of the Bugis people. Mapasi Karawat is touching the body parts of the bride, which is conducted by the bridegroom. Of course, this touch can be conducted after the wedding procession has been carried out. This procession is also a symbol for the first touch of bride and groom as a legal husband and wife. The Mapasi Karawat tradition is very important in the marriage of the Bugis people because the tradition is a complement to a traditional Bugis marriage. There are several processions before the Mapasi Karawat tradition is carried out, including the Mapain Reporting Urane procession, namely the delivery of the groom to the bride's house, Ijab Kabul or Islamic marriage contract procession, and the Patim Patangi procession, which is the step of opening the door. Firstly, the groom will be taken to the bride's room to pick up his wife. Usually, the door to the bride's room will be closed tightly. Thereby, there will be a short dialogue between the groom's attendants and the doorman of the bridal room, which adds the uniqueness of this tradition. After the doorman are given money, the door is opened and the groom is welcomed to the room. The Mapasi Karawat tradition will be guided by an elder. After the bride and groom sit facing each other, the elder will take the thumb of the bridegroom's hand and direct it to the palm and forehead of the bride. Then the elder prays for the bride to be given abundant fortune, becomes a wife who must be obedient to her husband, and a strong woman in facing all household challenges. The final process of Mapasi Karawat is to hold each hand of the bride and groom and order them to stand at the same time. After the Mapasi Karawat procession is completed, another customary procession will be continued, which is an integral part of the marriage tradition of the Bugis community.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tutupi maksud hati
bisa mati tanpamu.
Andai saja aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan kuhapuskan lukamu, menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
Ku sadari tak selayaknya selalu buatmu kecewa. Kau lebih pantas bahagia, bahagia karena cintaku.
Andai saja aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan kuhapuskan lukamu, menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
On Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesia today, I will give you a topic, Masak Apa, or in English, What Are You Cooking? Next, I will give an example of a conversation on is Masak Apa, or What Are You Cooking? Kevin helps Rama's mother to make taro cake typical of Bogor.
Masak apa, Bu?
Bolu talas.
Sepertinya enak.
Iya, bolu talas memang enak. Ini adalah bolu khas Bogor.
Boleh saya bantu, Bu?
Tentu saja.
Apa yang bisa saya bantu, Bu?
Tolong campurkan tepung talas dan tepung terigu ini ya.
Baik, Bu.
Terima kasih, Kevin.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, masak apa, which means what are you cooking. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Masak, masak, which means to cook. Boleh, boleh, which means may. Bantu, bantu, which means to help. tolong, tolong, which means would you please. Terima kasih, terima kasih, which means thank you. Boleh saya bantu, boleh saya bantu, which means may I help you. Apa yang bisa saya bantu, apa yang bisa saya bantu, which means what can I do to help you. Masak apa, masak apa, which means what are you cooking. If you want to give someone a favor, you can use the expression offering help. Can I help? Boleh saya bantu? Which means, can I help? In the dialogue, Kevin offers to help using the sentence, Boleh saya bantu, Bu? Boleh saya bantu, Bu? Which means, may I help you, ma'am? When someone needs help, you can continue with the phrase, Apa yang bisa saya bantu? Apa yang bisa saya bantu? Which means, what can I help you with? To respond to someone's offering help, you can use boleh, boleh, which means yes, you may, or directly ask for help by saying the word tolong, which means would you please, first. Before ending Marimbara Bahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation once more with time.
Masak apa, Bu?
Bolu talas.
Sepertinya enak.
Iya, bolu talas memang enak. Ini adalah bolu khas Bogor.
Boleh saya bantu, Bu?
Tentu saja.
Apa yang bisa saya bantu, Bu?
Tolong campurkan tepung talas dan tepung terigu ini ya.
Baik, Bu.
Terima kasih, Kevin.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. See you on the next Let's Speak Indonesian.
Bila harus berakhir segala
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a melody song entitled Tudung Manto, sung by Tika. The song Tudung Manto, which was composed by Soehardi, tells about a Malay typical shawl called Tudung Manto. The shawl is usually worn by married women when they participate in traditional events such as wedding ceremony. Lyrics of the song describe what beautiful chiffon shawl with embroidered in gold. Tudung Manto is a heirloom of Malay ethnic and should be preserved. The song has slow tempo music and sung nicely by Tika. The song is taken from the album of Melayu Mutiara Lingga. Listener curious to Tudung Manto sung by Tika. Enjoy the song.
Dahulu sudah dikenal dipakai oleh Puteri Lingga. Gunung Dae bercabang tiga jadi saksinya. jadi alasnya. Sejak dahulu sudah dikenal, dipakai oleh Puteri Lingga. Gunung Dae bercabang tiga, jadi saksinya
of Indonesia.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini, bila ternyata sesungguhnya aku terlalu cinta dia. Selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.